Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at holiday gift guides. It's just that time of the year. Business is picking up everywhere. There's people everywhere, which, be careful. If you're out there shopping, if you're one of the people that actually goes out and shops, which you should be, you know, support small businesses and things, just be careful out there. But we've looked at gifts for the gamers in your life, for the movie lovers, the comic book lovers, the history buffs, all of that. And today, we're going to look at something a little different. People ask, well, what do I want? You know, I mentioned a little here. This isn't really about what I want. Today's episode is more of a homework assignment. Think of like Project Mayhem and Fight Club, homework assignment style stuff. And this time of year, you know, a lot of us are super fortunate and super lucky to spend Christmas with our families, whether that be parents or kids or whatever. You know, we're lucky to have a gift under the tree, or just, you know, to have that someone in our lives that we can go to. And there's a lot of people out there that aren't as fortunate. I know a lot of times I'm pretty critical of charities and things, because a lot of them really aren't very charitable. But today, we're going to look at a handful of charities that help kids. And those, you know, are definitely ones to kind of look out. We're going to go through a lot of them. What I ask is, even if you don't like one of these charities, you know, if you're able to help out somebody, even like you can go to Barnes. I was at Barnes & Noble earlier today, and they have a big, at my local one anyway, they had a big thing of books that you could buy for, each one was a couple of bucks, and it donated to the local children's home. So there's, you know, a lot of people think, oh, to donate to charity, I have to donate $1,000. No, they had a dollar search and find book that I guarantee you, if you gave that to some kid who wasn't getting anything or wasn't used to gifts, they would love it. So do that. First one, these are just in alphabetical order. We have the Advancements via Individual Determination Center, the AVID Center. This is a program that helps C and D students improve their chances of getting into college. Usually are underprivileged kids. They start in fourth grade and go from there. They learn, you know, critical thinking and stuff. 95% of AVID graduates go to college, and 85% of them remain enrolled in college after 2 years. I did not fall into this kind of, like, I was an all-A student, everything like that, and I made like a year and a half in college the first time around, so that's really, really impressive. You can find them at avidonline.org. Then you have Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America. This is the oldest and largest youth mentoring organization in the U.S., and they serve over 250,000 kids from 6 to 18. And it's really great, you know, it's one-on-one mentorship, relationship. Give these kids somebody in their life that they can talk to and work with. It's been proven that they're less likely to use drugs, illegal alcohol, skip school. They do better in the work, get along better, everything like that. You can find them at bbbsa.org. The Boys and Girls Club of America. This is a club for kids who can't afford the fancy clubs. This is a community where they can go and learn about the environment, pregnancy prevention, gang prevention, leadership development, athletics, arts, health, everything. And it's just like $5 to $10 a year is all that it takes to get a kid involved in that. And they're in all the states, military bases, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, everywhere. And it's a really, really great cause. You find them at bgca.org. There's the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. They think about a quarter of all high school students smoke, with 1,500 becoming smokers every day. If you're over 18 and you want to smoke and that's your thing, That's fine. Like, I don't judge adult smokers, but you should be an adult. And so this not only helps prevent kids from smoking, but it helps people who are smoking to quit and help protect from secondhand smoke, you know, because we've learned that tobacco is the leading preventable cause of death in the United States. So you can find them at tobaccofreekids.org. The next one's pretty new, and one that I plan on doing more research into. It's called Canines for Disabled Kids, CDK. And it's an organization that provides dogs to children under the age of 12 who are, whether they're autistic or have hearing or physical disabilities. It gives the kids companionship and helps develop their confidence and sense of responsibility. So that's really nice. Canines for Kids, spell out F-O-R. So Canines, F-O-R-Kids.org. CASA is one that I actually know some people here locally that are involved in. And that is the Court-Appointed Special Advocates. It's been around since 77. And these are people who speak on behalf of a kid in a courtroom. So if a kid is stuck in some kind of case, custody case, anything like that, they go in and look over the cases of these usually abused and neglected children and try to get them in the best place and what's best for them. Their website is nationalcasa.org. We have the Children's Defense Fund, which their whole goal is to ensure every child has a healthy start, a head start, a fair start, a safe start, and a moral start. So they help build communities, and they help focus on kids' insurance, after-school summer activities, scholarships, things like that. And you can learn more about them at childrensdefense.org. Communities in Schools is a dropout prevention program. They offer counseling, mentoring, vision screening, daycare, job training, gang prevention, stuff like that. They're in 32 states, and they reach 2 million kids annually. So definitely a really great cause. You can find them at cisnet.org. Again, that's cisnet.org. Moving on, we have the International Child Art Foundation. It helps foster kids' creativity by helping with art programs, art festivals, art exhibitions for kids and their artwork. In a time when art and music is being cut from schools left and right, this is really, really great. And they also do healing art programs for kids that have been in disasters and stuff like that, just as an outlet. So really awesome cause there. You can find them online at icaf.org. Kaboom. Kaboom is a really cool one. They've been around since 95, and they've built over 400 playgrounds, skate parks, athletic fields, ice rinks, things like that in low-income areas around the United States. They've renovated thousands more, just to have a place, a safe place where communities can go and kids can play and, you know, everything like that. They've been real big after Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, and all the hurricanes that we've had, unfortunately, over the last 20 years. So they're really good, and they're Kaboom, KABOOM.org. Locks of Love is one that, again, I have a lot of experience with my wife. She's a hairstylist and stuff. And so this is something that kids who suffer hair loss due to medical conditions, it helps improve. I mean, it just gives them that self-confidence and what they see as normalcy. You know, as adults, it may be a little easy. I mean, it's not always easy dealing with stuff like that. But they have, this helps give kids that sense. And it's really, really great. So, if, you know, you're looking to cut off a lot of hair, check out locksoflove.org to find local people that will help with this and how you can get involved. Make-A-Wish Foundation is a really, really great foundation. You see a lot of the big stories like Bat Kid and stuff like that, but there's also a lot of little stories. You know, when I worked at GameStop, there was a kid who just wanted a PlayStation. He just wanted a PlayStation and a couple of games. That's what he wanted from Make-A-Wish. And you know, they made sure it happened. So it's not only these big ones, it's little ones too. So kids who have life-threatening medical conditions, you know, it gives them a wish, which is really awesome. So you can find them at wish.org is their website. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Hold on. Okay, sorry. Like, this stuff is real emotional and personal to me because, you know, I have kids, and I have friends who have lost kids, or kids have, you know, I know people personally who have suffered from things that could have been prevented if they would have had access to stuff like this. So our last one, and there's still dozens more out there that you can find, but the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, this is, you know, it helps prevent child abduction and sexual exploitation, helps find missing children, things like that. They're really, really great. You can find them online at missingkids.com. Like you said, just go out there and look. There's so many more out there. Partnership for Drug-Free America, drugfree.org, Ronald McDonald House, rmhc.org. Reach out and read. Helps kids read, put books in their hands, stuff like that. Reachoutandread.org. Save the Children has been around since 1919 in World War I, and they do a lot of great things. Savethechildren.org. I mean, it goes on and on. StJude.org. Toys for Tots. Yeah. So go out there, do something good. You know, it's the season of giving, and that's what you should do. I'm a mess. Sorry. But thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Yeah.
I'm ready to wrap that perfect Christmas gift, but I haven't found it yet, because I don't have a clue what to get you, so I'll give you my heart.